Money isn't everything, but it sure makes a difference. These words, spoken by renowned entrepreneur and philanthropist Warren Buffett, resonates deeply with the most of us. Because in a world that often measures success by the size of our bank accounts, it is easy to overlook the subtle signs of financial well-being that go beyond just the numbers on the screen. We live in a society where flashy cars, luxurious vacations, and extravagant lifestyles are flaunted as symbols of prosperity. But what if I told you that true financial success isn't always about the big things? It's about the tiny signs that indicate you're actually doing well financially, even if it always doesn't feel like that. And so the goal of this particular video is to show you the hidden indicators of your financial success. Throughout this video, I want to delve into the lesser known signs that may be right under your nose waiting to be recognized. And these signs aren't so much about flaunting wealth or keeping up with the Joneses. They're about understanding the true essence of financial well-being and finding contentment in the small victories along the way. So if you're ready to conquer the world with me and become the most savage version of yourself that you can possibly be, please hit that subscribe button and join our community of like-minded brothers who are committed to building a solid foundation of both achievement and fulfillment. Now, without further ado, let's get into the subject. Number 1. Minimal financial stress. Let's address the concept of financial stress. It's a term that we often hear, but what does it really mean? Financial stress refers to the emotional and psychological strain that arises from financial difficulties or concerns. It's that nagging feeling that we've all had, like in the back of our minds, the constant worry about paying the bills, etc., like the debts and the overall state of your finances. And this can absolutely take a toll on your mental well-being, affecting your relationships, productivity, and overall quality of life. Now let's dive into the first tiny sign that you're doing well financially, even if it doesn't really feel like it. Picture this scenario. You wake up in the morning feeling all refreshed and ready to take on your day. Your mind is clear, free from all the weight of financial burdens that often haunt our thoughts. You have a sense of calm, knowing that your bills are being paid, your basic needs are being met, and then on top of that, you even have a safety net to fall back on if unexpected expenses arise. This is the beauty of minimal financial stress. But achieving minimal financial stress is not about being a millionaire or having endless resources. It's about reaching a point where money becomes a tool that supports your life rather than a source of constant worry. It's about finding a balance between your income and expenses, living within your means, and having a plan in place for the future. And whether you make 1K, 10K, or 100K a month, it doesn't really matter because the principles stay the same. Now, one key aspect of minimal financial stress is creating and sticking to a budget. And a budget allows you to track your income and expenses, ensuring that you are spending your money wisely and in alignment with your financial goals. It gives you a clear picture of where your money is going, and it allows you to make informed decisions about your spending habits. Number 2. Having an emergency fund. Life is unpredictable and unexpected expenses can arise at any time, whether it be in the form of a medical expense, a home repair, or even a sudden job loss. By setting aside a portion of your income into a separate saving account specifically designated for emergencies, you can build a safety net to handle those unexpected financial blows whenever they come. Take a moment to calculate your average monthly expenses, things like rent or mortgage payments, utilities, groceries, transportation, or insurances. Now, I want you to multiply that by the number of months you want to cover, et voila. You've got your emergency fund target. Now, my recommendation would be to save at least 3 to 6 months worth of essential expenses in your emergency fund, and preferably even more. Now, I know what you might be thinking. If I save all that money, won't it be just sitting there collecting dust? Well, I understand your concern and it's a valid point. That's why it's essential to find a nice balance between liquidity and growth. While your emergency fund should be easily accessible, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be stuffed under your mattress. Consider a high-yield savings account or a money market account that offers a competitive interest rate. This way, your emergency fund can grow slowly over time, keeping pace with inflation and potentially even earning a bit of extra cash. Now, I get it, like in the modern times we're living in, getting that return is very small and very unlikely, but still, if you can keep up with the inflation rates, that's already a win. Number 3, consistent saving habits. I know it might not sound glamorous or exciting. After all, it is more tempting to splurge on the latest iPhone or indulge in that fancy dinner. But here is the thing, consistent saving habits are the foundation of financial stability and future success. Imagine yourself in the driver's seat of your financial journey. You have a destination in mind, a place of financial security, freedom, and abundance. But to reach that destination, you need to make regular pit stops and refuel along the way. And that's where consistent saving habits come into play. Now you might think, I don't have much to save. Well, let me tell you, Habibi. It's not about the amount you save, it's about the habit itself. Every small contribution adds up like drops of water filling a bucket. And over time, those drops become a reservoir of financial strength and opportunity. Now, I won't sugarcoat it. Developing consistent saving habits requires discipline, sacrifice, and a clear vision of your financial goals. It's about making intentional choices and prioritizing your future over short-term gratification. It's about telling that impulsive voice in your head to take a backseat while you steer towards long-term financial success. And that, my friend, that takes character. So how do you start? Well, maybe you want to begin by assessing your current financial situation. Like, you really have to take a really hard look at your income and expenses and really confront it. Identify areas where you can trim unnecessary spending and redirect those funds towards savings. It might mean cutting back on dining out, reducing your entertainment expenses, or finding creative ways to save on your monthly bills. Now, I automated my savings. I treat it as a non-negotiable expense, just like paying my rent or utilities. And so I set up automatic transfers from my checking account to a separate savings account as soon as the money comes in. And by doing so, I remove the temptation to spend that money on, you know, fleeting desires and ensure that my savings grow consistently. Number 4, debt reduction. According to the Federal Reserve, the total consumer debt in the United States alone surpassed $4 trillion. That's right, trillion with a capital T. It's an astronomical figure that reflects the widespread issue of debt plaguing our society. Debt has become an all too familiar companion in our culture, and it's easy to fall into the trap of borrowing money to fulfill our desires. But here's the silver lining. You have the power to break free from this cycle and reclaim control over your financial future. Like, nothing is really stopping you. The first step to tackling your debt is to face it head on. Take an inventory of all your debts, including credit card balances, student loans, and personal loans. Know the numbers, my friend. Understand the interest rates, payment schedules, and the total amount owed. Ignoring your debt as if they don't exist, like it won't make them disappear. It's time to confront it with determination and a strategic plan. One effective strategy that I can give you for debt reduction is the snowball method. It's a concept popularized by financial expert Dave Ramsey, and here's how it works. You list your debts from smallest to largest, regardless of interest rates. Make minimum payments on all debts except the smallest one. Put every extra dollar or euro you can muster towards paying off the smallest debts first. Once it's paid off, take the money you were using to pay off the smallest debt and apply it to the next one on your list. Repeat this process until you've conquered all your debts. Not that difficult. Now, this approach may seem counterintuitive to some as it doesn't really prioritize paying off debts with the highest interest rates first, but let me tell you why it works. By focusing on paying off the smallest debts first, you experience a psychological win, a sense of accomplishment that fuels your motivation to tackle the next debt. It's like a small victory that builds momentum and strengthens your resolve. And that's why I would encourage anyone to do it like this. Now, obviously, I do understand that everybody's situation is unique, and some of you may be dealing with situations or such significant debts that seem, for some reason, insurmountable. But remember, like, you don't have to face it alone. If necessary, seek guidance from financial experts and explore debt consolidation options, or even explore speaking with a credit counselor. The important thing is to take action and create a plan that works for you rather than to sit still and let things keep going on as they've been going on forever. Number 5, increasing credit score. In case you don't know yet what a credit score is, let me explain. Your credit score is like a financial report card, a numerical representation of your credit worthiness, let's say. It affects your ability to secure loans, obtain favorable interest rates, and even impacts potential job opportunities, especially if you live in the US. It's a metric that financial institutions and lenders use to assess your, let's say, reliability as a borrower of their money. Now, what's good to know is that your credit score is usually not set in stone. It's not an unchangeable characteristic like your eye color or height. So here are some practical steps to boost your credit score and enhance your financial standing. First and foremost, it's essential to understand how credit scores are calculated in your country. Different regions may have their own credit scoring models and criteria, like the FICO score in the US, for example. Research and familiarize yourself with this credit scoring system in your specific location. This will help you understand which factors are taken into account when determining that creditworthiness I was referring to earlier. The second step in increasing your credit score is to establish a solid payment history. Pay your bills on time, every fucking time. Like, it's so obvious, but it needs to be said again because many people still struggle with paying their bills on time. Late payments can significantly damage your credit score and stay on your credit report for up to 7 years. Set up automatic payments or reminders to ensure that you never miss a due date. Remember, your payment history accounts for a significant portion of your credit score, so make it a priority. Next, credit utilization. And this refers to the amount of credit you're using compared to your total available credit that you have. Keeping your credit utilization low is crucial for a healthy credit score. As a general rule of thumb, aim to keep your credit utilization below 30%. For example, if you have a total credit limit of 10K, try to keep your outstanding balances below 3K. By doing so, you demonstrate responsible credit management and show lenders that you're not overly reliant on borrowed funds. Last but not least, another key factor in increasing your credit score is the length of your credit history. The longer your credit history, the more information creditors have to assess your credit worthiness. If you're just starting your credit journey, don't worry. Time is still on your side. But here is an interesting fact for you. The average length of credit history in the US is around 11 years. As you can see, building a lengthy credit history takes time and patience. Number 6. Ownership of assets. Well, this one goes beyond mere material possessions. It's about building a foundation for your long-term financial well-being. Ownership of assets refers to the acquisition and possession of valuable resources that have the potential to appreciate in value over time. These assets can range from tangible properties like real estate to intangible assets such as stocks, bonds, crypto, or intellectual properties. Here is another valuable concept to consider: the power of compounding. By consistently saving and investing your money wisely, you set in motion a chain reaction. Your savings grow, generate additional income, and compound over time. It's like a snowball rolling down a hill, gaining momentum and size as it goes. The earlier you start, the greater the impact of compounding on your financial journey. Now, the next part I want to talk about building wealth, because ownership of appreciating assets is one of the most effective ways to accumulate wealth. So instead of solely relying on earned income, which can be limited, owning assets allows you to leverage the power of compound interest, capital appreciation, and income generation. Another part I want to talk about is financial security and independence, because ownership of assets provides you a safety net and a sense of financial security. It creates a buffer against unforeseen circumstances and economic downturns. And so when you have a diverse portfolio of assets, you're not just solely relying or dependent on a single income source. And this diversification helps protecting your financial well-being and grants you a degree of independence and freedom. Another good reason is generating passive income, right? Certain assets such as rental properties, stocks that pay dividends, or online businesses have the potential to generate millions and millions of passive income. Now, I know that for many people, passive income, in the degree that it actually truly exists, is the holy grail of financial success for most people. It's the money that keeps flowing in even when you're not really actively working on it. Now, by acquiring income product assets, you're creating avenues for generating cash flows that can support your lifestyle and even provide the opportunity to pursue your passions. However, it's important to note that ownership of assets obviously requires careful consideration, planning, and risk management. It's not about acquiring assets for the sake of accumulation, but rather making wise choices that align with your financial goals and values. Seek financial advice, conduct thorough research, and diversify your asset portfolio to mitigate risks and maximize potential returns. And last but not least, number 7, financial education. There is a reason why I saved this one for last, my friend, because when it comes to building a solid foundation and achieving long-term success, nothing quite compares to the power of financial education. As the renowned investor and philanthropist Warren Buffett once said, "The best investment you can make is the investment in yourself." And I personally couldn't agree more. Financial education is the catalyst that propels you towards financial empowerment, security, and prosperity. It equips you with the knowledge, skills, and tools to make informed decisions, navigate the complex world of personal finance, and ultimately take control of your financial destiny. Now, you may be wondering, where should I even start with all of this? Fortunately, there are numerous avenues available to expand your financial knowledge. One of the most obvious ones is buying books, of course, and actually reading them. Dive into personal finance classics like Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, The Millionaire Next Door by Thomas J. Stanley and William D. Danko, or The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clason. These timeless works provide timeless wisdom and practical strategies to enhance your financial understanding. Another way you can expand your financial knowledge is through online courses, financial blogs, podcasts, workshops, seminars. Like, the possibilities are almost endless. Like, there is no shortage of information out there. The point is, take advantage of the vast array of online and offline educational platforms that offer comprehensive financial education. Websites like Udemy, Coursera, and Khan Academy offer courses on topics ranging from basic personal finance to advanced investment strategies. Either way, just get started and understand financial education is not like this one-time event, but a lifelong journey. Like, you keep learning every freaking day. So, in conclusion, these 7 signs serve as guideposts on your financial journey. By recognizing and cultivating these habits, you can navigate the path to financial success and security. Now go out there and create the future you desire. And in the meantime, stay savage.